Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. So it is summer vacation, which means the kids are home in all their glory. And for you moms listening out there, it probably means that your routines have been thrown out the window. You're scrambling to figure out how to stay on top of it all. The kids are probably running here and there, and you're chauffeuring and driving, and you have work and other responsibilities, not to mention keeping up with the house with all of them there. So how are you going to do it? Well, this week I've been sharing my free kids chore chart. It's the exact chore chart we use at our house and have used for the past 5 years, and we've stuck with it. My husband's on board, my kids are all on board, and this is essentially the system I use to keep myself ahead of the game, on the ball, having the free time I need to do some of the things I love rather than just being the slave of our household. So you can grab your copy by going to jenriday.com/chore chart, all one word, jenriday.com/chore chart. So when you get this, you'll download it and be able to print it out. You can add all the items you need. There's also a video I included that explains exactly how I use this, how I know what to put on the chart, how I keep my kids motivated, and how I make sure that we all stick with it. So check that out. Grab yours today. And again, that's at jenriday.com/chore chart. So we talked about kids' chore charts. Now let's talk about your morning routines. How are you doing on those things that you need to do every day? You know what those are: exercise, maybe meditation or prayer or journaling, making some healthy meals, going for a walk, those things that energize you and excite you and make you happy. How are you doing? This is essentially the vibrant, happy woman lifestyle, living in a way that makes us happy. So I want you to not only print out that chore chart, but recommit to follow your morning routine. Now, a little tip. My morning routine is never exactly the same from day to day, but I generally get those things accomplished at least 5 of the 7 days of a week. And sometimes I do a portion of the routine. Sometimes I knock it all out. If I'm sick, sometimes I do none of the routine. I think the element you need to ditch is beating yourself up about not being perfect with your routine. Just do what you can and celebrate every step that you accomplish. Now, if you were to prioritize those things in your routine, I hope you would put exercise at the top. Lately, I've been seeing just how important it is to move our bodies. And don't think you have to do 30 minutes. Download my favorite app. It's called Seven. And it's just a 7-minute workout to get your heart pumping. It releases endorphins and you start your day way more focused and way more motivated. I found just investing that 7 minutes makes me so much more productive all day and so much more patient. So I've really actually shifted my priorities, and I used to put self-care and spirituality at the top, followed by family, followed then by taking care of my body. But I've shifted it. Now, because I know how much the body care influences everything else, I've put my body as my top priority, and that includes exercise and healthy food. When I'm feeling good in my body, it's easier to be spiritual. It's easier to be good with my family. It's easier to do my career and try to make a difference and help other women. So that's me. That's what I'm doing. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Jump into the Vibrant Happy Women Facebook group and share. What's on your morning routine? What would you like to be on your morning routine? And where does taking care of your body fall in that list? All right, make it a fantastic weekend. You deserve it. And don't forget to grab your free kids chore chart at jenriday.com/chore chart. I will see you next week, and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenriday.com.